A group of youngsters have been given the red carpet treatment at a film screening in the city. The Disabled Children's Service and the Big Mouth Forum organised the event at the Phoenix Cinema. The guests were shown an hour-long film about advocacy for disabled young people, which featured youngsters taking part in their favourite activities, such as taekwondo, swimming and gardening. They arrived by limousine and watched the special showing before enjoying a buffet. The film was created by many of the disabled youngsters at the screening. Organiser Keith Allott from Bad Shoes Film was on hand to supervise and instruct the filmmakers during the shoot. He said there were about 20 who took part and they covered all aspects of filmmaking from being on camera and also being behind the camera. The film was shot as a documentary-style programme and featured many of the youngsters in their daily lives. They wanted to do something positive, said Keith. They wanted to show people what they did outside of school, things such as sports and awareness campaigning. It was also about showing other youngsters with disabilities that they can do a lot more than people think. Three building projects have tasted success in a competition to find the East Midlands' most impressive property schemes. The Dogs Trust Rehoming Centre in Wymswold was crowned Project of the Year in the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RICS, East Midlands Awards. The contest celebrates inspirational initiatives in the land, property and construction sectors. The Project of the Year title is presented to the scheme which demonstrates overall outstanding best practice. The Dogs Trust project triumphed over what the panel of 14 judges described as extremely tough competition. The newly built centre, which was entered in the design and innovation category, transformed the site of a pig farm into a facility with accommodation for 135 dogs. It aims to rehome more than 1,000 dogs a year. It is said to be the most eco-friendly animal welfare centre in the world, with outstanding accreditation for its sustainable design and energy-saving features. It has created 25 jobs and volunteering opportunities. Stephen Ainley, chairman of the judging panel, said it was exceptionally difficult to whittle the shortlist down, given the particularly high calibre of entries in the running. The centre achieved high levels of design and innovation as well as contributing to its community and surrounds. The judging process was particularly tough as the standard of the projects was so high. It just goes to show that the East Midlands is continuing to produce exemplary property schemes despite the ongoing uncertainty of the economic climate. The talented teams behind these developments should all be extremely proud of themselves. They are encouraging more investment in the region, with many helping to attract more visitors too, which will certainly help boost our local economy. The awards were presented by TV weather presenter Emma Jessen at the East Midlands Conference Centre in Nottingham. Other winners included Oakland Village, a complex for people aged over 55 in Swadlincote in the residential category. Leicester University's Percy G structure won an award in the building conservation category. The Dogs Trust Rehoming Centre and the Percy G building will go forward in their respective categories to compete against other leading projects from across the UK later in the year. And now over to Margaret.
A Roll of Honour now celebrates the city's favourite comedians. The board, outside the Y Theatre in East Street, Leicester City Centre, lists the winners of the Leicester Comedy Festival's Top Comic Award back to 1995, when the honour was first given out. The board also includes the winner of this year's Legend of Comedy Award, Sir Norman Wisdom. Joanna Smith, the theatre's director, said, "The board lists all the winners of the Comedy Festival Awards over the years. It's very interesting and nice to have at the theatre. The winners include some familiar comics, including Johnny Vegas, who won in 1997, before he became a household name, as well as Jason Manford, Rod Gilbert, Josh Widdicombe and Sean Walsh, who will be familiar to fans of TV programmes such as Live at the Apollo and Mock the Week. Another familiar name on the list is Patrick Kittrick, who was the winner in 1999 before going on to become a member of Leicester City Council. He's now the Labour Group chairman on the council and made a bid to become the Leicester South MP candidate for Labour in the 2010 election. Most of a £680,000 fund to spruce up shopping areas in Leicester remains unspent. The Gateway Retail Area Improvement Scheme was part of City Mayor Sir Peter Soulsby's 100-day programme after he was elected in 2011. However, a report on the scheme to be considered by city councillors next week shows that so far only £67,014 has been spent, with a further £67,674 committed to schemes. The initiative works largely through businesses being offered grants when they come up with match funding. Opposition councillors say the lack of take-up indicates one of Sir Peter's flagship regeneration schemes has failed. Liberal Democrat Nigel Porter said, "It really looks like this is not working. If businesses are not coming forward, this is obviously not the scheme they want, so the mayor should have a rethink about how the money's used." A total of £40,000 has been set aside for Churchgate, but only £4,000 of that has been spent so far. And £225,000 has been allocated for the Golden Mile, with £63,000 spent so far. Some £225,000 has been set aside for Braunston Gate and Narborough Road, £50,000 for Belgrave Gate, £50,000 for the Market Area, £50,000 for Granby Street and £40,000 for Humberston Gate East, but all of this cash remains untouched. Tory councillor Ross Grant said, "A lot of money has been set aside, but it's sitting in the bank not doing anything. I'd like to know why the Golden Mile has had £63,000 spent on it, while other roads haven't had a penny. If it's because the mayor chairs a panel for the Golden Mile, that would be very unfair." Sir Peter said, "What does Councillor Porter want me to do? Drive down Narborough Road, throwing money out of the window? The purpose of match funding is to get the private sector investing in the city rather than handing out money. These schemes always pick up momentum." The Mercury this week reported how £64,000, half from the council fund, has been earmarked for improvements to the appearance of the YMCA building in Granby Street. A city council spokesman said, "This programme is set to run until 2015 and some phases are still in the planning stage. It can take a while for such schemes to take off, but once businesses see an improvement in surrounding shops, take-up of the grants usually increases. In recent months, we've seen an increased take-up to the extent we actually have more match funding committed by businesses than we have put in ourselves. The scheme is not just dependent on the match funding element. In the case of Belgrave Road, the council has paid for new signage and banners and general environmental improvements, as well as supporting the promotion of the area. We have been visiting premises door-to-door to raise awareness of the grants." We've now reached the end of this edition of the Leicester Mercury Talking newspaper. If you wish to contact the Sound Services Department of Vista, please telephone 0116 249 8839. And just a reminder that this CD is single use and does not need to be returned to Vista. With our thanks to Ian, it's goodbye from Margaret.
And me, Sheila. Bye-bye.